Well, since the winner of tonight's 38th annual Food City 300 does not want an ice cream, we will go ahead and roll into our winner's press conference. We're joined by the race-winning driver, Tyler Reddick, of the number two Tame the Beast Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. We will open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Tyler, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We will start here at Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport. I'll take two and start with the obvious. Have you ever been a part of a finish quite as topsy-turvy, crazy as what we just watched?
A few. I feel like Talladega, for me, this year is right up there with that. To have when I felt like, not necessarily down and out, but it was going to be really hard to get back to the lead, and then just everything happened the way it did. It was really crazy, so I was really happy to see it go that way. I feel like we almost took ourselves out of it. We didn't have a lot of time to make an adjustment when the caution came out, and something Randall had told me, like, just be ready, you got to be quick, and didn't really communicate to the best of my ability what we needed to work on and what we needed to do. And I think, you know, after we got tires, our car was just too tight, so I was worried that I cost ourselves a race. So for it to come back to us was nice, and makes me look a lot better than I think it should.
You made the comment on the front stretch that you wanted to race all those guys that fell out before you got back to the lead. Of the guys you didn't get to race with, or, you know, raced earlier in the night, who did you think was going to be your toughest competition had they been able to stay in it?
Well, for most of it, I couldn't really see what was going on, but it seemed like the 7 could really battle the 18 early on very well. So, you know, until he had his issue there, you know, I felt like for us to be a little bit better than he was, I mean, I think we would have been one of those top cars up there if I had not spun at the end of stage one and tried to wreck our race car. So for us to go to the back and then try one more time to get back to the front was, you know, I wouldn't say annoying, but, you know, we could have been starting up further. We could have got some stage points and all those things, and took that away from us. So I was really happy that we were able to redeem ourselves a little bit and close the night out with a win.
Okay, we are also now joined by team owner Richard Childress and crew chief Randall Burnett. If you have any additional questions, please raise your hand. We'll get wireless microphones to you. We'll go over here to Zach.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. For Richard and Randall, either one of you guys can take this. It just seemed like for everything that happened, especially early on, the mood on the radio, you guys never got rattled. Everything was really loose. Is that just kind of a characteristic of this team? And have you ever had a team that's been kind of this, you know, no pressure about them?
Yeah, I'm always impressed with Randall and Tyler here. They're, no matter what, they're always on a high note. And tonight, you know, we had a couple of hiccups, and nobody ever panicked. You know, and I think that's a sign of a championship team.
I don't know. You were giving him trouble before the race that he had all the confidence in the world in me, and you weren't sure about him. So I think he's a little better now.
Get a little testy early.
It was a not so great start to the day.
I feel like we were trying to get us a get out of jail free card with Richard on Monday.
You know, he did.
No, to add on to what Richard said, you know, I think a lot of that feeds off of, you know, everybody on our team's relationship with Tyler. We've all gotten really close, and we'll have a good time together. And you know, there's a lot of high-pressure situations, and everybody knows it. And you know, the best way to handle it is to laugh about it and try to handle it the best you can. And so that's what we did. You know, we obviously buried ourselves early, you know, for the race, and being a short track and having to do a pass through and all that, that's a pretty big deal. So, you know, we were really fortunate all night long. Like, the brakes just kind of came our way, you know, like, so, for us to get back up there and, you know, challenge for the win and all that, that's a big testament to this team and everybody that works hard on it.
Go up next to Bob.
I have two. First for Randall, can you say what the issues were, and were you concerned that that your setup was just going to be junk because of everything you had to change?
No, you know, it wasn't one thing. It was, you know, the first time it was a little right rear camber, and then the next time, the left rear toe was over, and it's just part of cutting it close, you know, and we that's what we get paid to do. We try to get everything we can to make our cars fast. And sometimes you put yourself in a box. And then, you know, with the way these Xfinity housings are, we don't have the adjustments like the Cup cars. So you got to heat it with a torch and move it and do that. And when you do it on one side, it certainly affects the other. And so, you know, it's kind of just a juggling act. And, you know, I take full responsibility for trying to get too much. You know what I mean? I mean, that's my fault. And I'll take responsibility for that. And we'll go on.
And for Tyler, I mean, did you think, assume you were pretty happy when that first caution came out. And I mean, were you concerned that you just weren't going to be able to get your lap back by the end of the race?
No, once we pulled back out and as fast as our pace was, I thought, you know, the leaders were going to get to those lap cars before me. So I was going to have a somewhat of an advantage, I feel like. I know they're going to race me harder because of the lap down, but, you know, I felt like, you know, if the stage would have went all the way green, no mishaps, yeah, I'm not sure how it would have went. But I felt really good about our car once we came back out on the racetrack. We were passing cars pretty quick, and obviously what happened in front of us happened fairly quick on the racetrack. So it's hard to say because it didn't happen, but I was really happy with our car at the beginning of the race, and I thought we were going to have a good piece. And, you know, we just got a break at the right time, and we were able to work our way back up from there, then make another mistake and catch another break and then go back to the front one more time.
Additional questions? We'll go here to Dustin, then to Lee, and then to Jacob.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Randall, obviously, you know, Tyler's a talent, and his aggressiveness is certainly can be an asset. But on a night like tonight, even with the success, what's the teaching moments that you probably will go over with
obvious.
Him? Or how do you express those to where there's not repeated?
Well, I don't know. I mean, for me, from my side, you know, I think a few times this year, more so than I ever have in my career, I've just tried to beat the person into the corner. And when I've done that, the guys know what I'm trying to do. So they do everything they can to take all the side force off my car. And it's put me in spots where I've spun. It happened at Las Vegas against Kyle Busch early in the year. It's happened at a few places at a few different times. And it's just something I'm going to have to, at some point, figure out, because I may not get lucky. I may get T-boned and, you know, may not go on from there. So I'll let Randall go on from there.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'd way rather him be aggressive than not be aggressive. So, you know, it's a matter of circumstances. You know, you just got to be smart and put yourself in the right situation. And we talked about it at the break. You know, I was like, hey, you know, been nice to not have that, but we're lighthearted about it. You know, we both know, and I think we're a good pair because we're both our hardest on ourselves. You know, like, he's not going to be any harder on me than I am, and vice versa. So, you know, I knew he was thinking that in the back of his head, and there's no reason to beat him up and just, you know, say, hey, let's go forward. Yeah, you know,
I did to myself. I go back and see how many stage wins Christopher has, and you know, it's frustrating because I want 8 or 9 or however many he has, and we only have a couple. So every time I get in that spot, I try and go for it, and unfortunately, a few times it's cost us.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Were you aware what was going on with Kyle, what was going on with Christopher, what was going on with Custer, and, you know, that your three probably top competition had gone kaput?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of weave around them whenever they were mangled up into turn three. It was just one of those crazy Bristol wrecks. I only know the story from Derek, my spotter. Just a lap traffic scenario that just went amiss. But, you know, still left, Justin Allgaier and Kyle, which appeared to be pretty good. You know, I'll go back and watch, and I may see a different perspective, but I just don't know where those guys were running at the time. But it seemed like if Justin was able to mix up with Kyle, Kyle's always really good here. I think he's won, like, 8 Xfinity races. So if Kyle's up front, he's normally running pretty good pace. So it's a shame that I never got to straight up pass Kyle, but I feel like we were getting close enough to where we were going to have a really good battle shape up towards the end of the race. It's just unfortunate that, you know, a lot of different drivers in the cup series, it came down and, you know, Christopher and Cole had their issues tonight, but that's how racing can go. This could be a playoff race and we could be talking about it, but you just got to take advantage of those nights. And you know, like I said, we almost took ourselves out of it at the end of stage one, but we were able to rebound and win a race.
And have you ever had a season like this, and how much of that is a testament to the chemistry you've developed with Randall?
I don't think I've had seasons like this, but I've definitely had races like this where I do something really stupid early. But normally I don't rebound to win races, and that's happened twice now, which is really crazy. It almost happened again at Daytona in July, but we've just been able to, you know, come to the racetrack with a lot of confidence ever since the first race. And even when things don't look to be going that great, we know that we're going to race really hard, and we're going to find a way to, whether it's strategy or just flat out passing them on the racetrack, to do what it takes to get those top fives and put ourselves back in contention. And, you know, tonight it was a different night. We didn't really do anything too crazy off the wall, I feel like, but we were able to take advantage of the right situations in the right times, and we were able to win. But we've just got a great group around us, and when we have things like happen, like what happened this afternoon, and we weren't able to qualify and have to do the pass through, you know, I was a little concerned, but you know, for sure, I felt much worse than much not so bad situations with other teams. I just got a lot of confidence with my guys.
And after some of the crazy stuff that happened to you at Watkins Glen, how are you approaching next week's road course?
I'm really excited about it, actually. I learned a lot at Watkins Glen to just be more efficient on the brake pedal, be more efficient with engine braking, all those things that as a dirt racer, when you throw it in high gear, you just go out there and run, you never really think about. And still to this, something to this day, 6 years racing, 6 years into racing NASCAR, I've struggled with. But Mid-Ohio was a good step in the right direction. We ran a pretty smooth race, didn't make a lot of mistakes. I'm really confident if I put myself, you know, in AJ and Justin Haley's corner this coming week going into that race, and if I do the right things and just not push the issues in the wrong areas, we'll be able to have a top five run. And we all know how that race can go. Strategy really comes into play there on a big racetrack like that. So you never know. Well, if we run top five all day, we might be able to win that one too.
Reed?
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Tyler, how much did the track change throughout the race tonight, and how long did it take the top lane to come in?
I feel like by the end of the first stage, I think the top was pretty much equal with the bottom. I was running it more, I think, than some of the guys up towards the front were, just because they were in cleaner traffic, had more clean air. I was just trying to move around some of the slower cars in the very beginning of the race, but it seemed about by the end of first stage, the top was seeming the place to be after about 7-8 laps. And unfortunately, after the stage 2 caution, went to the bottom there on the restart, and we let the 7 get back by us. And that was something that I was, you know, like, man, I wish I could get that restart back. But, you know, it all worked out in our favor, but it's definitely something to take moving forward here. But, you know, the compound always changes on the bottom, and it's something we have to keep on our toes with.
Jacob
Zielman, Speed Sport. Richard, kid's got a top 10 in the cup car for you. He keeps doing things like this. Over here. How impressed do you continue to be with the job he's done for you on both levels this year since you brought him into the team?
You know, I've had a lot of drivers over the years to drive for us, and he'd probably fit in that hand of drivers of the talent and want to win. You know, you got to have the passion, and he does a great job for us. Really impressed with him.
Does he compare to anybody that you've had drive for you in the past? Does he remind you of anybody that you've had?
No, I never try to compare drivers one to the other. He's just a special talent. We're proud to have him with us.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the triumph, and good luck next week at Road America.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.